Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah speaks about creating a fire on Yontif and transferring fire on Yontif. Says a Mishnah like this: A Matzina Sa'ur, a person is not able to start a new fire on Yontif, not by using wood. They had certain types of wood that if they rubbed one against the other, it would kindle. Similarly, a person can't use stone like flint, where you rub one against the other and fire comes out. Similarly, a person can't use very hard earth, where if you scrape something on it, sparks come out, and you can create a fire. Similarly, a person can't use water, which means to say like this, they would fill up a glass jar with water, and they would leave it in the sun. And when the glass got so hot, they would bring flax, little pieces of flax, and when the flax would touch the glass, it would burst into flame. All this is aser, because on Yontif, it's prohibited to light a fire. That's called mailid, you're creating something. The permission of Yontif, of dealing with fire, is only when one uses a pre-existing fire and takes fire off of that. Similarly, a person may not heat until it gets white, esar afim, roof tiles, litzleis behen, to roast on them. Now the Gemara explains there's really nothing wrong with that. The issue is that we're talking about brand new roof tiles, and when you put them on fire, they become stronger and more durable, and then a person is fixing or repairing a kli vessel. Vaidam Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer also said, Oymed Adam, a person could stand al hamukta, at an area where he's drying figs, grapes, raisins, Erev Shabbos v'Shvius, right before Shabbos, during Shemitah, during the sabbatical year. Now what the reason the Mishnah says, as we're talking about the Shemitah year, is because during Shemitah you don't have to take off mice, you don't have to separate the tithes, so it's really edible once you could use it. Vaymer, and he says, Mikan ni'ochel l'machor. He points to an area, and he says, from this area I intend to eat tomorrow on Shabbos. So the halacha is, according to this opinion, it's permissible to eat that just by saying that, by designating that. Now, it's like I said a moment ago, it doesn't have to be talking about during Shemitah. If a person did it before Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, that would work too. You would just have issues with mice or with tithing. Chambar and the Chum say it's not sufficient. It's not enough for a person just to point. A person has to actually go and delineate the area where a fruit that they plan on taking on Shabbos. I don't know, they have to color something or make some kind of siman or symbol in order for it to be permissible. Let's see one more Mishnah. Perek, Hey Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Says the Mishnah, Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba V'Yantif. If a person has fruit drying on his roof, and he sees that it's about to rain, obviously if it rains on his dry fruit, it's going to ruin him. So Allah is, he's allowed to throw on Yantif through a skylight that he has in the roof into the house. Now that's talking about where the skylight is in the actual roof itself. That means to say he just has to sweep the stuff into the skylight and everything falls into the house. However, let's say he had an area around the roof and he wants to throw it out of that area, means he has to pick up the dried fruit. That would be prohibited. That's too much tircha. That's considered too much bother on Yantif. And the Chacham did not permit a person in this situation. Avalei b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, a person can't even sweep them through the skylight. Continues the Mishnah. Mechasen peres b'kelet nehadelef. Let's say it starts raining. A person may cover their dried fruit with all kinds of different vessels so that the fruit doesn't become ruined from the rain. Similarly, barrels of wine, barrels of oil, a person may cover them as well if they think they're going to get ruined by the rain. Finally, says the Mishnah, one may place a vessel, if there's a leak in one's home, to catch the water so that the house should not become flooded, it shouldn't become ruined. That's permissible even on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that once the vessel becomes full, you can even empty it and put it back there to catch any of the additional droppings, and there's no problem of mukta in that situation. Wishing you a great upcoming day, and wishing you an easy and a meaningful fast this evening and tomorrow.